So we have no choice but to get used to living with what we have, or even less. So what does that mean? We have to rethink what we do, how we do it, and of course how we pay for it. Now, legislators are not interested in hearing that we need more money. Everybody asks them for more money. And while they're sympathetic to the cash flow problems at colleges and universities caused by the state's cash flow crisis, they don't see this as their problem. They believe they've done their job when they've appropriated the dollars. So we need to look at the issue from the legislator's perspective. Now, honestly, I thought that we cracked the code when, 3 years ago, Francis Carroll and the rest of the board decided to offer an investment level proposal for doing the budget, as opposed to the old way of doing the budget. And the concept was to show what the dollars invested in higher education would deliver to the state. Now, I've got to tell you, this was quite a change for some, and it took a lot of persuasion to ensure all the stakeholders that the concept was an improvement from the old approach of essentially regurgitating the number the governor's office gave us for the budget. Not the way I like to do things. And we succeeded in attaining a higher level of funding using that approach, the investment level approach, than we had achieved in prior years. And then the economy tanked. It became clear that no matter how sophisticated and persuasive our budget proposals were, there simply wasn't enough money to support our needs. And you all know where we stand today. The data I gave you is just scary. This difficult situation precipitated the creation of the Higher Education Finance Study Commission. The commission held its final meeting this week, and its report will be issued soon. The report will frame the issue from the vantage point of legislators, again, like we tried to do at the Board of Higher Education. What will you get for the money that you give the higher education system in the state of Illinois? The report will recommend that Illinois, like a growing number of states, link the funding of higher education to performance. What a novel idea. Maybe we should look at how corporations do things, right? It seems to work. Of course, the devil is in the details. But let me just tell you, the details are going to be governed by certain important principles. First, there must be a collaborative process in which all stakeholders are involved in shaping how performance funding is structured, and that's a good thing. Second, at-risk students must be supported. Any new funding model must account for the extra costs of serving students who are disadvantaged financially, educationally, or by some physical disability. Third, the missions of the different sectors and institutions must be recognized and protected. I firmly believe there's a role for all sectors, and we've had an interesting policy debate about that, have we not, Francis, at the Board of Higher Education meetings, but there is a role for everybody. Fourth, funding must achieve state goals, such as completion of college credentials or gains in research and development activity. And the other principle is that the quality and value of a college degree must be maintained. And I think that's particularly important for this institution. I'm awfully proud that I have a degree from the University of Illinois. I'm proud my son does, and I don't ever want that to change. The theory is, by sticking to these principles, we will show that each dollar we spend on higher education provides a greater return than if the dollar were spent on one of the numerous other competing, very worthy causes. Now, that's what we attempted to do when we changed the way the IBHE developed its budget recommendations 3 years ago. And I would suggest that the Finance Commission's proposal, if enacted, will basically take that approach to the next level in a very good way. Now, we know we must be able to demonstrate that we can deliver a return on investment, that the dollars the state invests in higher education will expand access to college for low-income, first-generation and minority students, through affordable post-secondary opportunities, that the dollars will deliver degrees and college credentials that will pay dividends in increased income, more state and local tax revenue, and a variety of societal benefits that range from better health care to greater volunteerism, from more involved parents to more engaged citizens, all great, great things. We want to show that the dollars will fuel the resurgence of the Illinois economy by training workers for the modern marketplace and by translating the creativity and innovation of some of the best minds on the planet into new jobs and new companies and even new industries. We need to show legislators and the administration that we're not asking for a donation. We're asking for them to make an investment. We need to demonstrate clearly and persuasively that we can provide a return on this investment. My request to you, as trustees of the state's flagship public university, is to help us make that showing. And that brings me to the Illinois Public Agenda for College and Career Success, the state's blueprint for the higher education system for the next decade here in Illinois. And I know, I'm told that you all have copies. I brought one of mine with me. And we have a great executive summary that I think has been provided to you all in the past. Mina's been involved forever. In fact, I was going to mention Stan. I scared him when I said, Stan, I'm mentioning you in my comments. He thought he maybe should leave the room. But of course not. To give you an idea of the development of this document, and by the way, I hope that you all have read it or will read it, because I don't think you can do your jobs if you don't know what's in here, okay? And I hope that you know what the four goals are that we've identified. And I hope you know that the development of this document was the product of extensive study, research, collaboration, and deliberation among literally hundreds of higher education stakeholders. And so I mentioned Stan because I remember, I knew of you, but I didn't know you personally. But I got to know you when you attended all of our meetings. And Mina was involved, and upper management at the time was involved, and we really got everybody in the room talking. This is an important document. The public agenda concludes, sadly, that there are two states of Illinois. One is well-educated and very prosperous, and the other is undereducated and economically stagnant. This prosperity gap, and we defined it 2 years ago, so with the economy, I'm sure it's even worse, but the gap is large and it's widening. It's the direct result of disparities in educational attainment by race, by ethnicity, by income, by region, Northern Illinois versus Southern Illinois, socioeconomic, all the ways you can divide people. There is a gap. Quite simply, the public agenda shows that we have done a lousy job of educating students of color. And I'm getting to the diversity issue. One telling example is the ACT report for the class of 2011, which concluded that only 11% of African Americans and 18% of Hispanics scored college ready in math. That's sad. It's a moral disgrace, and it's an economic time bomb for the state. But there's a more practical dimension to this. If we don't eliminate the achievement gap, not only will we fail to enable large numbers of our citizens to reach their potential, we're going to cripple our economic growth in this state. Solving this problem, eliminating this disparity, is both a moral imperative and an economic necessity. So here's what I wrote to the legislators when I submitted the public agenda to them 2 years ago. I said, Illinois needs effective and quality education for all people. Our vision is that the Illinois Public Agenda for College and Career Success is the pathway to one Illinois, where all residents have affordable access to high-quality educational opportunities that prepare them for the jobs of the present and future. That's what I said back then, and I say the same thing today. Simply put, diversity is a key value embodied in the public agenda. So, how can you help us accomplish the vision of the public agenda? Now, 18 months ago, when I came here, what I asked you to do was to make the Illinois public agenda the University of Illinois' public agenda. So I look back and I think maybe I was a little too vague, maybe that's just too general. So I think I need to be a little more specific. And I thought about it hard. And here's what I would ask you to do. I ask you to adopt goal 4 of the public agenda. And that is to better integrate Illinois' educational, research, and innovation assets to meet the economic needs of the state and its regions. I mean, that's a no-brainer for the University of Illinois, isn't it? There is no other institution in this state better equipped to meet this goal than your institution. Now, the board and President Hogan have recognized the power of this university's research capacity and its ability to rejuvenate the state's economy through your proposal to add research to the portfolio of the Vice President for Technology and Economic Development. But what big goal 4 plan can we accomplish together? Here's my ask. Lend us someone from your senior administrative staff to work with us, with our executive director, to ignite this effort and to come up with the idea. Help us design a goal four plan that together we can show to legislators. And then we can say, here it is, see, and we can identify and define the return on the investment that they will give us in that idea. Seems pretty easy to me, doesn't it? Your smart minds, your great minds, and the people at the Board of Higher Education, I think together we can do it. I ask you to also lead by example. Another of the recommendations of the Finance Commission, not to anybody's surprise, will be to identify efficiencies and cost-saving measures. And indeed, the current fiscal calamity we face has many in higher education undergoing some soul-searching about core missions and institutional identity. And I know how difficult and painful this is, not just from my role here, but also in corporate America. We always have to do that. That's the nature of being in a corporation. But it's necessary. And I asked the University of Illinois to lead the way in this effort. And it would seem to me that maybe a really good example is the review that I read about of your aviation program. As I understand it, you're looking at the aviation program because you're wondering whether enrollment is paying for the cost of the program. Is this the right example of streamlining and being more efficient? I don't know, but I know that you're doing this. And this is what the legislature wants to see done by the institutions of higher education in the state of Illinois. That's how we all can show that the investment is a good investment. So think about it. Is this the example we want to use? Can we work together and show them this example? As we demonstrate that an investment in higher education will pay dividends, and that we are prudent stewards of taxpayer tuition dollars, we need to ensure that our message gets through. So I have one last ask. I haven't overstayed my welcome, I hope, yet. Please join me in building the strongest, most compelling case possible that the state can no longer shortchange you and the rest of its higher education system. Chairman Kennedy, President Hogan, I respectfully ask you to join me personally in a campaign to persuade our elected leaders that the Illinois public higher education system is in peril, and therefore the state's economic future is also in peril. Join me in visiting with the governor and the legislative leadership and editorial boards and business executives and labor leaders to convince them that we need to find the path to one Illinois where everyone has access to an affordable higher education system that prepares them for the jobs of tomorrow. If we can make this happen, here's my promise. I'll come back here in 18 months. I won't ask you for anything, and I'll just thank you. Thanks a lot for the opportunity to talk with you, and I look forward to discussing with you ways that we can work together and the ideas that I presented to you today. And I'm happy to answer any questions if you have any. Thank you.
I'd just say that I think we share, you know, the same goals. I think this board and the university is committed to providing the state with an outstanding premier research institution, that we have a focus on educating first-generation college students, that diversity is critically important to us, and that we don't think that higher ed should just be for higher-income families. So there's a great deal of instinctual overlap between your message to us and our thoughts as individuals, as trustees, and senior leadership. I had a couple of questions. You mentioned, you know, in the analysis of the aviation program, that there might be a way to look at whether enrollment should cover the costs of a program, and it's unclear to me that we can apply simple economic metrics to the value of individual educational programs, and that I think there is an argument in some cases to run certain educational programs at a loss. Is that in sync with your thinking, or do you think that every educational program should be self-sustaining?
Yeah, I'm not sure if you can hear me if I speak from here. But first off, there's no simple, you know, cost. I mean, what is the value? What are you getting in return for the investment? The reason I gave that example was because it was something that we knew about that you were looking at that was just an easy example to give.